Archaeological Park of Paphos. Introduction. Go up the steps after the ticketing office, and you will see stretching out in front of you the region where Neo-Paphos was located during the ancient times. According to Strabo and Pausanias, the city of Paphos was built for the first time in the 12th century BC, after the end of the Trojan War by Agapino, king of Tegea, in Peloponnesus. This tradition refers to Ballet Paphos, which was situated approximately 17 kilometers from the current city of Paphos, in the village of Kuklia. The famous sanctuary, known around the entire ancient world, dedicated to the great goddess of Cyprus, that was identified as Aphrodite, goddess of love and beauty, was also located there. Neo-Paphos was founded at the end of the 4th century BC by King Nicocles, the last king of Paphos. Nicocles decided to build on this cape a new city around a small bay that was about to become the port of the city. The city was built according to the Hippodamian plan, with an organized grid street system, and was based on an urban plan with squares of buildings and well-defined zones of commercial, public, and residential use. It was protected by tall walls and covered an area of about 950,000 square meters. Neo-Paphos became the economic and commercial center of the kingdom, while Pele-Paphos remained the religious center and seat of the king. Later, during the 2nd century BC, the Ptolemies transferred the capital of Cyprus to Paphos because of the city's proximity to Alexandria and of its large port. This was used as a naval base, but also for the trade and export to Egypt of the island's raw materials, mainly copper and timber. In 58 BC, Cyprus passed into the hands of the Romans, and Paphos remained the political and administrative center of the island. The Roman proconsul resided here. The city acquired an even greater importance, and honorary names like Augusta, Claudia, and Flavia were given to it. The climax of its blooming was at the end of the 2nd, beginning of the 3rd century AD. During that period, rich public and private buildings were erected, and many of their ruins have survived to the present time and can be seen in this archaeological park. The majestic public buildings of this period, like the Agora, the Theatre, the Odeon, the Asclepion, and temples dedicated to various gods and emperors, the sewage system, the public baths, testify the high standard of living of its residents. The libraries, the theatres, and the gymnasia also testify their high intellectual level. The Temple of Aphrodite in Pele-Paphos became the religious and intellectual centre of the island and evolved into one of the biggest religious centres of the whole empire. Christian places of worship made their appearance after the Edict of Religious Freedom in the 4th century AD by Constantine the Great. At the beginning of the 4th century AD, Paphos was destroyed by earthquakes like other cities in Cyprus. The city was rebuilt. The capital, however, was transferred to Salamis and was named henceforth Constantia. Despite the fact that Paphos was reconstructed, became the seat of a bishop, and many churches were built there, it did not regain its old glamour. A part of its old glory revived during the Byzantine period, and later on during the Lusignan period, when new fortification works and churches were built. Its decline set in once more during the Venetian period, and even more under the Ottoman domination. The inhabitants abandoned the region around the port and built a new settlement in the plateau, where the centre of the town is to be found today. In the centuries that followed, its residents took from the area of Neo-Paphos ready-dressed stone blocks in order to build their houses. Thus, the entire wall structure was unfortunately destroyed, as well as the murals that decorated the walls. Go up the steps after the ticketing office, and you will see on your right-hand side the visitor's centre, where you will find information and publications on the archaeological park. Follow from there the pathway to the right, and then turn left to find the house of Dionysos. The sign that you see before entering the house informs us that Neo-Paphos is one of the monuments that belong to the World Heritage of UNESCO. Apart from the various houses where the mosaics are to be found, excavations were carried out eastwards in the Roman Odeon, the Asclepion, and the Agora. They date to the first half of the 2nd century.